I just passed my driving test last Monday, and I'm going to read to you all the tell me questions and answers so you can save this sound and listen to it while you're preparing for your driving test so you can pass as well. Number one, tell me how you check that the brakes are working before starting a journey. The brakes should not feel spongy or slack. The brakes should be tested as you set off, and the vehicle should not pull to one side. Number two, tell me where you'd find the information for the recommended tyre pressures for this car and how tyre pressures should be checked. The manufacturer's guide, use a reliable pressure gauge. Check and adjust pressures when the tyres are cold. Don't forget the spare tyre and remember to refit valve caps. Number three, tell me how you'd make sure your head restraint is correctly adjusted so that it provides the best protection in the event of a crash. The head restraint should be adjusted so the rigid part of the head restraint is at least as high as the eye or the top of the ears and as close to the back of the head as is comfortable. Number four, tell me how you check the tyres to ensure that they have significant tread depth and that their general condition is safe to use on the road. They should have no cuts and bulges, a minimum of 1.6 millimetres of thread depth across the central three quarters of the breadth of the tyre and around the entire outer circumference of the tyre. Number five, tell me how you check that the headlights and taillights are working. You don't need to exit the vehicle. Explain that you'd operate the switch, turn on ignition if necessary, then walk around the vehicle and look. Number six, tell me how you'd know if there was a problem with your anti-lock braking system. A warning light will come on if there's a fault on the dashboard. Number seven, tell me how you'd check the direction indicators are working. You don't need to exit the vehicle. Explain that you'd operate the switch and then you'd walk around and look. Number eight, tell me how you'd check that the brake lights are working on this car. Explain that you'd operate the brake pedal, make use of reflections in windows or doors, or ask someone to help. Number nine, tell me how you'd check the power assist in steering is working before starting a journey. If the steering becomes heavy, two simple checks can be made. Gentle pressure on the steering wheel maintained while the engine is started should result in a slight but noticeable movement. Alternatively, turning the steering wheel just after setting off will give an immediate indication if the power system is functioning. Number 10, tell me how you'd switch on your rear fog lights and explain when you would use them. Operate the switch, check that it's set in using main beam warning light. Use if visibility is severely reduced to 100 meters or less due to fog, rain or snow. Number 11, tell me how you'd switch your headlights from dip to main beam and explain how you'd know the main beam is on. You'd point out how you switch it on and the blue light will show on the dashboard. Number 12, open the bonnet and tell me how you check that the engine has significant oil. You would identify the dipstick, explain that you would check the oil level against the minimum and maximum markers when parked on a flat surface. Number 13, open the bonnet and tell me how you check that the engine has significant engine coolant. First, identify the high and low level markings on the tank where it's fitted and then describe how to top it up to the correct level. Number 14, open the bonnet and tell me how you check that you have a safe level of brake fluid. Identify the visor and check that the levels are against the high and low markings. There's your tell me questions and answers. Save this sound and keep listening to it up until your test.